From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board. Hopefully, you are glad you are on board. As I am Bill Michaels, and today is Thursday. It's Valentine's Day, and I want to know what you got planned today. Simple as that, I want to know what you got planned today. What are you doing or expecting regarding your significant other? That's what I want to know. That's the burning question. What'd you get your significant other? Are you doing just the flowers and the chocolates and a nice card? Are you doing something else, doing something special, something thoughtful? Or are you doing something just jag bag, whatever it happens to be? I want to know. Ladies that listen to the program, what are you doing today? What are you doing today? That's what I want to know. So happy Valentine's Day. If you want to get a hold of us, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. As a matter of fact, Joe's here, should be on a DL. How in the hell do you pull a groin in your sleep?
People are probably laughing. Just
that's what I want to know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I woke up yesterday morning.
Just pulled a groin in his sleep.
It didn't feel right down there, but I'm like, it's nothing. I'm not going to worry about it. I actually went on the elliptical yesterday for my regular workout. And, you know, it was still kind of bothering me. And then I woke up this morning and my left leg was immobile. I couldn't get out of bed.
Sorry.
I could not get
out
of bed.
That's like a dog running in his sleep crying.
I had a hard time putting jeans on this morning. I had a hard time putting socks on this morning. My girlfriend's mother had to tie my left shoe
because
I couldn't even put the damn shoe on my foot.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I was gonna go to the driving range today and hit balls. That's not gonna happen.
That ain't happening.
I may not even be able to golf in Arizona now in 3 weeks because this thing may be going on for 3 weeks.
Oh, sit in an ice tub. Oh my God.
I feel
goodness.
Like I'm 80 years old.
Yeah, that's
you know
not
what?
Good.
I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
This is
the first sign that I'm getting old.
I'll tell you what, a groin pull is, for those that don't get it, you hear it all the time in sports. You know, hey, pull his groin. And you're like, come on, it's only a pull groin muscle, wrap it up. Groin muscle, if you get a high groin pull, you'd rather have the Raina Bobbitt as a wife. I mean, it just hurts all the way up.
You don't realize how valuable your groin muscles
Lorena,
are.
Oh, chop chop. I'm telling you.
You don't realize.
It's a core muscle. Everything you do is based upon your core muscles.
Bill, I couldn't get out of my car today. I couldn't get into my car. I was in pain driving over to get coffee.
Hey, we got a Cub Scout pack floating by. Somebody that can come over and help Joe around the station today. That'd be fantastic.
It's like, do I just let it rest? Do I go to the hospital? Do I get crutches? I don't know. I can hardly walk with this thing. God.
Oh, man. See, this is where you could say for Valentine's Day, you could do a couples massage. Here, honey, you get some girl named Helga, who used to be a border guard in Czechoslovakia. I'm going to get some girl named Inga, who's about 6'1", and she can't even see her feet, and she weighs about 112 pounds. She's going to rub my groin.
She's got a unibrow.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. Yeah. You know, one swick of the razor, though, whoosh, now she's got two. You're good to go with that. But
split it in half. Yeah, so if I'm over here grimacing throughout the show today,
God.
Because I'm mad at you. It's
no.
Because I'm...
Pulled his groin.
I'm useless.
There you go. Pulled his groin. Right there.
That's ridiculous.
In my sleep. I want to know if you're like rock climbing in your sleep.
Like, I'm not kidding. It was in my sleep.
Did you like try to mount things in your sleep? Like climbing up the chest of drawers? I'm jumping off into the bed.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of dreams.
Like you're
about
in Mexico doing some cliff diving.
No, I have
a lot of dreams.
I dream a lot about golf. I'm not even kidding.
That's probably
how I pulled it was a golf swing in my sleep.
He's standing at the 18th tee. Somehow in that ball washer. I don't know what it was. Four. Oh my God! Well, there you have it. That's Valentine's Day, Joe Zanzola style.
It's like someone just teed off and hit me right in the groin, 100 miles an hour.
Oh
like
my
a
God!
Screamer,
swing head speed. That'll screw you up every time.
Or just better yet, just take a driver and just whack
me. Oh,
that's what it feels like right now.
Oh boy. Oh, well, there you go. You're
story of my life today.
Rip-roaring
start. Yeah. Living the dream over here.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. There you go. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so.
On my groin?
Not a Joe's groin, no. I don't want to hear any groin stories. I mean, if you got a bad groin pull or something and you did it in a funky way, then I'm all for it. But beyond that, there was a particular football player. I've told this story before. The week before the Super Bowl. And the only reason I know this is because my cousin's wife worked at Merle Norman. That's back when Merle Norman did all the lingerie and everything too. A place called Northgate Mall. And the girl that worked there, her name escapes me off the top of my head. Really beautiful Italian girl. And one of the running backs for the Cincinnati Bengals, just before they went to the Super Bowl, had met up with her. And one of their first tete-a-tetes was in the vehicle that he was driving in the parking lot of this particular mall. And as they were getting rather amorous, he was using leverage to push off the window, the back window. And it broke the window when the sudden movement of the window breaking out. This is kind of a physics lesson. Upon the downward thrust, he pulled his groin. And then ended up on the injury report, and we all knew how he did it because he came in going, "Oh damn, pull groin muscle. That'll keep you out of the Super Bowl and keep you oohing and on all throughout the Bill Michael Show." So there we go. How are we looking? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tim. Tim and DePere. Tim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Doing good, Bill. I just wish some of the snow would go away, but I just want to report to you as well as our male listeners out there what I got my girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, please do. Let us know. What's up?
All right. I started out with a dozen roses that were wrapped in baby's breath. Now, for all the guys as well as yourself out there, anybody on the male side can pick out roses. But to make those roses last the longest, find the ones that have the tightest bulb. That means that the flower hasn't opened up yet.
Mm-hmm.
That way, as temperature and the stuff that you have to put in to make them last, as they widen out and stuff like this, thank you, it'll last a longer time.
All right.
Then on top of that, I got her a box of Fannie Mae chocolates. And then hopefully, if this weather clears by the weekend, I'm taking her out for dinner over here in Green Bay.
There you go. That's not a bad day right there at all. Appreciate the phone call. There you go, Joe. It's all about having a tighter bulb. How are we looking? Bill Michael Show continues. There you have it. this fortune. You know what? If you can't figure out what to get her, just say, hey, baby, don't cook. Just don't cook. I'm going to bring home some subs, you know? I'm going to bring home some sub sandwiches. The Reuben is back, baby. Is she German? Her name Helga. The Reuben is back at Cousin Subs. You can try the classic sub grill to order just for you. Stacked with the corned beef, mile high, Wisconsin Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut topped with Thousand Island dressing served on the rye bread. And it's a tasty combination, sure to make your taste buds dance. Don't forget, add the side of the fries of the Radio Joe cheese curds. You'll pull your groin when you eat them. Order the Reuben online, limited time only, right now, CousinSubs.com, or download the app. And by the way, delivery is now available in select locations. So there you have it. We could use some delivery today, as a matter of fact. When we come back, Jason, you are first out of the chute. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Double heart.
Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Hopefully you are having a terrific day. Thanks so much, as always, taking a listen to us. Radio Joe across the way on the IR today with the pulled groin muscle. Feeling it. That's not how you pull it, but just feeling it today. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk Line. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. You can find us over on Twitter as well. As many have today, always love getting the tweets and the messages and all that kind of good stuff. So if you're on Twitter, find us at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And you can drop us an email, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. Plenty of ways to get a hold of us. What do you got going on today? Today is Valentine's Day. Now, we got a lot to talk about. We've got some sports to get into, and obviously the Antonio Brown topic has been an extremely hot one. We'll pick up where we left off from yesterday, because I just simply asked the question, with all the... Now, Antonio Brown was a 6th-round draft choice. He dropped because he was a nut. People didn't want the attitude and the problems that they thought he might bring to the table. Then he makes it to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he does nothing but shine. The guy has got mad ball skills. He has got speed. He's got height. He's got leaping ability. He can do it all. He has done it all. He's proven himself in the National Football League. Did not want to share the spotlight with Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay? Just wanted more balls his way. Wanted out of Pittsburgh. This past year, he's been pretty much a model citizen. This past year, at one point, the police were called when he started chucking all of his furniture off of his apartment balcony down in Miami. He was also busted doing over 120, 110 miles an hour, I think is what it was, in a little subdivision outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then failed to show to court, said he didn't have to, even though the court said, here's your court date. Wrote a goodbye, time to move on and move up. Move forward, I think is what he said, from the Steeler Nation and their fans. Which, by the way, he is still employed by the Steelers. Unless they can find an appropriate deal for him, he is still a Pittsburgh Steeler. He is not a free agent, just so we're all clear on that. You have to make a trade for him. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and upper management has even said something happened to the guys. Just this year, he's just gotten a little off the rails, so to speak. So all that being said, do you want to see Antonio Brown in Green Bay? Would you want to see him opposite Davante Adams? 855-830-8648. Also, today is Valentine's Day. What are your plans? Give me something. Give me something good. Let's go to Jason, listening to us in South Milwaukee. Jason, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Going on, pal? Hey, you know, a few years back, my wife and I, we started a tradition of going to Aegean out in Pewaukee.
That's fantastic out there. I love that place.
We do. We love it. I mean, we've checked out other hibachi joints across the city, and it's just nothing really compares to Aegean. So we take the trip, you know, every year, and we head out there, and that's it. We don't spend money on each other after that. Maybe a little nookie afterwards or something like that, but that's about the extent of it. It's a Hallmark holiday. In regards to AB, I guess, I was acting on emotion yesterday. Got a little hot with my call with you when I said, you know, Packers, a dog returning to his vomit, that sort of thing. AB, yeah, he'd be great, but my gut tells me he's not going to be a team player. He's not going to fit in well with what we have going on. And plus, I'm kind of curious to see how these second-year receivers step up. Mm-hmm. I like our running game. Our tight end spot, it's a question. Let's see, is Robert Tonyan still with us? Can Jimmy Graham do something for us this year? I would rather see, if we're going to spend a boatload of money in free agency, I'd rather see it to try to solidify more of the defense. Our defense took a step up last year, but let's see if we could do something more. Spending a ton of money on a receiver like that is not going to help us, I don't think, in the long run, because our defense is going to help us win championships, right?
Right.
And if Rodgers is falling apart health-wise, I'm hypothetically speaking again, I would like to see us solidify the defense to kind of help assist him throughout the twilight years of his career. You smell what I'm stepping in, boys? And Joe, take care of your groin. One recommendation, don't put Icy Hot on it. Too close. Smell what I'm stepping in?
There you go. Yeah.
Can I put a bag of ice there, though? Is that okay, or is that bad?
Just not the hot.
Okay. Got it.
You can sit in a hot tub. You know, we just don't want to put the icy hot. There you go. Appreciate the phone call, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. I got this from Chrissy Lee on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. She sent me a message. Said, I pulled a groin muscle playing tennis. Everything you described and more is spot on. So painful. I'm 3 weeks out, slowly getting better. Could not put socks on either. Awful.
Oof.
3 weeks. I'm screwed. I'm not going to be able to golf.
Depends on how bad it is.
Bill, I had a round booked at TPC Scottsdale. I was going to go out there, pay the money.
I'd hang on to that. I'd hang on to that. If I got to do it with one arm, I'm playing TPC Scottsdale. Just an FYI. I'd be hanging on to that.
It just... Maybe the dark cloud of doom came early this year.
Nah.
I thought I was clear of that. I had no issues last year in Arizona. For those that don't know, a couple of years ago when I was in Arizona, I got into a car accident. My second rental car had a cracked windshield. My golf cart ran out of gas on the golf course. I had like all these different bad things that happened to me. And then the next year I came to Arizona, my golf clubs were missing. So I've had a lot of bad luck going down to Arizona, and I just hope and pray that this is not the dark cloud of doom returning. Because lately he's been all over you, Bill.
Yeah, no, I've believe me, this past year I felt it.
Literally, you got struck by lightning.
Yep. Rocket says, how can you say Antonio Brown is a height guy? He's 5'10". Have you ever seen Antonio Brown play? Guy's got mad leaping skills. Mad leaping skills. He runs really good routes, okay, first and foremost. But the dude has mad leaping skills. He leaps. He's got like almost a 40-inch vertical. Guy can get up. Have you ever seen some of the throws down the sideline that Big Ben has made to Antonio Brown? Now, Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, he's a legitimate wide receiver, a guy that can get downfield, and he's got also good height to him. Devontae Adams got good height to him. So does Geronimo Allison. But let's face it, you put Antonio Brown opposite Devontae Adams and then throw Geronimo Allison into the mix. Now, granted, unfortunately, injuries are part of the game, and it may stunt the growth a little bit of some of the young guys, but let's be honest. I mean, Jordy Nelson didn't start until he was 5 years in the league. Didn't start every game. I know that's hard to believe, but he didn't. Didn't start every game until he was 5 years into the league. So if some of the young guys, if they just lose a little bit of playing time, you're only going to keep Antonio Brown a couple years at most, right? So if you would go in that direction, these young guys will develop. They'll develop. And then, you know, maybe in the trade, you go second round and Jamal Moore. If you're going to give something up. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Jeremy says, absolutely not. He's a great weapon, but a locker room cancer and would cost half our cap space, let alone what would we have to give up in picks and or players. Like I said, he's demanded a trade. He doesn't want to go back to Pittsburgh. He snipped them publicly. Everybody in the league knows you got to give something up for him, but you don't have to give up nearly as much now. So, second rounder. He was a six-round draft choice. He's proven to be an all-pro. Okay? What are you going to give up? Second rounder? Jamon Moore. You're giving him a wide receiver with good skills, but he just has the inability to catch the football on a regular basis. But he's a solid receiver. He can be. You hope he turns into one if you don't make a deal. So you give them another wide receiver in return and a second-round draft choice? I do that in a heartbeat. You have two firsts. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 48, give us a shout. Want to hear from you. So, by the way, Asiana, fantastic place out in Pewaukee. Another good place, it's kind of a hidden gem. It's called Mejai. It's on Blue Mound Road, and it looks like a little strip mall, but it's not. That's the actual restaurant. It's right there in front of, like, Texas Roadhouse and where that fantasy mini golf and batting cages and stuff are, right by the Home Depot. That place is a hidden gem. Fantastic place to eat. Love going there too. That is our Christmas Eve tradition. You go to the Mass Christmas Eve, and then we go to Mejai, do the Chinese food. Fa ra ra ra. I'm fired up. This one's from Dave. Said, would love to see Antonio Brown in Green Bay. Better wide receiver than anything in Green Bay right now, except Adams. But money has to be spent on the D, plus a strong defensive draft. Brown would want a boatload of cash. Definitely would. Well, here's the thing. He's signed. If you trade for him, he's signed. You don't. He can't demand anything when it comes to money. He's locked up already. His numbers are written in stone. So you can bring him over. Say, hey, we're getting you out of Pittsburgh. That's what you wanted. But you know he's locked up. What do we say yesterday? He is, let's see here. Antonio Brown is, what's he going to cost you? Okay. So this coming year, he makes a base salary of $12.6 million. He, but then again, with his incentives, it's a $22.165 million salary, but a majority of that would be paid by Pittsburgh. So in 2020, he would cost you $18.34 million. A lot of money, I agree. But if you wanted to, you can cut him after that, and you only have to pay him $7 million to go away. You would then pick up $11 million in cap space. So you'd basically have him for this upcoming season and the following season, which I said 2 years, and you cut them loose if you wanted to do that, unless you wanted to restructure that deal. 855-830-8648. So would you want to see Antonio Brown in Green Bay, or do you think the guy's just kind of a bag of nuts? And he's done some things this past year that have led many to believe he's a bag of nuts. And in addition to that, what do you got going on for Valentine's Day? And ladies, don't be shy. Let us know. What do you got going on? I mean, what do you do for your guy? That's the other thing I want to know. It is a day full of love on the Bill Michaels Show. More next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
My lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We're glad to have you. Don't forget, we are brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Summer will get here at some point, I promise you, come June, Wednesday, the first Wednesday in June. It's Wednesday Night Live, and it is back. It is back. Can't wait. Music under the stars at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. It is Wednesday Night Live. Put it on your calendars. Get ready for another terrific year of a lot of fun, music, some good food, beverages at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the sports anchor, reporter for WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee, Stephen Watson joining us. How you doing, Stephen?
Bill, good to hear from you. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you on the program. So any big doings going today for Valentine's Day by any chance?
Yeah, a little date at the office.
Okay. Well, as long as it's a fun day at the office,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe if I get out early enough, I'll hit up my favorite Mexican spot and with the fiancé.
There you go.
We'll see. I already took care of the chocolate heart candies last night just to put in for a potential long day at work today.
Okay. Well, are you anticipating an Antonio Brown trade that puts him in Green Bay you'd have to drive up there for?
No. I don't see it happening. I don't think it's the right fit for the Packers. Personality-wise in that locker room, we've seen big personalities go in there and it hasn't worked out. And I just think that Devontae Adams is your number one receiver there. And if Antonio Brown couldn't work with Juju, I don't see him working with Devontae Adams.
That's the problem. I would assume that one would have opened up the other, and instead of embracing it, it became extremely contentious. And I don't know why, but I agree with you. I don't see him coming to Green Bay, and I think there are going to be fans that are going to be disappointed because everybody's looking for Brian Gutekunst to make a splash, aren't they?
Yeah, of course, and they should be, but I think that splash should come on the defensive side of the ball. I think it's no question with what the future holds at that outside linebacker position. I mean, I love Kyler Fackrell. I thought he was a great spark to that defensive unit last season, but he is not a number one outside linebacker. And with the future of Clay Matthews and Nick Perry both uncertain in Green Bay, I think they have to put a big emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. Their cornerbacks have shown promise. Their secondary looks pretty solid, but I think they need a pass rusher just desperately, more than they need somebody like Antonio Brown.
If you had to prioritize the needs of the Packers, I mean, first of all, I agree with you. I think you need another down lineman, depending on what you do with Mo Wilkerson. I think you need an outside pass rusher. You need another linebacker. Hell, you could use two pass rushers for that matter. You got to do something with safety after jettisoning both your safeties last year, and you really don't have too much depth back there. I agree. I think defensively they have to fill a lot of holes, and you can't fill all these holes with youth, right?
Correct. And think about, I know Aaron Rodgers had, quote-unquote, a down season last year, but he still has made a career of making some average receivers look like all pros. I don't think that adding somebody like Antonio Brown is the biggest need for this team right now. And the defense has definitely took some strides, but we've seen it, the story for the last almost decade. Ever since they won their Super Bowl, their offense, with the exception of maybe this last year, but the offense has carried them late in the season, and the defense has been a big reason why they haven't been able to get back to the big game. And I think they need to solidify that defense. And, I do still trust Aaron Rodgers to turn around the offense.
How far away do you think they are from getting back to the postseason?
I think it could be as soon as this season if they make the right moves. I mean, all it really takes is one or two bodies. Look at Khalil Mack. And not to say that there are many Khalil Macks in the NFL, but he revitalized that Bears defense. And all of a sudden they go from, bottom feeders of the NFC North to contenders in the NFC for the foreseeable future. I don't see why they couldn't make it back to the playoffs this year. I still think the North runs through Chicago, but I don't see why the Packers couldn't be a team that gets up there with so much parity in that league every single season. There's always bound to be four new playoff teams probably in both the AFC and NFC.
Do you like the hire of Matt LaFleur?
It'd be hard to say yes or no at this point. Honestly, I think it's the way the league has been trending. It's something that we've seen in other leagues. I mean, think about the GM hiring of David Stearns when we were wondering, hey, how's this guy going to be? Well, the league is trending toward these young, bright minds as executives, and that one's panned out pretty well for Milwaukee. So I would say that it's certainly too early to tell, but the way the league is trending and, getting guys to buy into a young mind, I think is something that from hearing from the players in limited amounts, over Super Bowl week and over the last couple of weeks, I think that they all seem excited, that he could bring a revitalized group. I think it's simply a mindset for this team at this point. It's more on Brian Gutekunst, how he can change the makeup of this team this offseason. If people respect LaFleur, then I think that that's all you can ask for at this point.
I do like the fact that they kept Mike Pettine on. I thought he did a good job with what he had to work with defensively speaking last year. I think I agree with you in the sense they get a couple more pieces. I just keep wondering what he can do with playmakers, because last year he did it, and I don't mean to degrade the defense, but they got really banged up after the midway point of the season, and he was trying to, with bailing wire and thread, he was trying to put a defense together. And I thought they did a decent job.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think Pettine was one of the biggest parts in this whole deal, was keeping him on. It's a guy that every single player inside that locker room raves about, respects. He gives you that veteran presence. He's been a head coach before that LaFleur, even himself in that introductory press conference, said that he plans to lean on in these type of situations, because he now is the face of the franchise. And I think Pettine likes kind of being a little bit behind after his experience in Cleveland. So, I think that it really just comes down to, no question, the biggest thing is how do number 12 and LaFleur work together. We haven't heard much about their interactions at this point, just given – how little we hear from, somebody like Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. But it's going to make or break this season, because that was the biggest problem over the last few years, was how Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy's relationship was somewhat drifting.
Talking with Stephen Watson, sports anchor and reporter for WISN 12 in Milwaukee. I want to switch over to the Bucks. Bucks now on the All-Star break. Got 8 days to kind of rest, relax, and take it easy. Big win last night in Indiana. Still have the best record in the NBA. How much are you trusting the fact that this team is as good as their record indicates, and the fact that I think our expectations could almost say Eastern Conference Finals, or dare I say NBA Finals?
When you have Nikola Mirotic and George Hill in your second unit, I don't think many teams in the NBA can say they have that type of depth. They have a superstar in Giannis that is performing like an MVP. I think he is the MVP just simply because his team wins around him. When looking at somebody like James Harden has done this season, it's great that he scores points. He scored, 40-something points last night, but they lost. And the truth is that the Bucks are a really good team. We haven't seen this, and not many teams have this type of depth in the NBA right now. George Hill, Ersan Ilyasova, both key in the win last night. So, these type of performances on a night-in and night-out basis, one day it's Brooke Lopez and Eric Bledsoe, the next day it's Middleton and Brogdon, and you always have that constant you know, staple in Giannis, who is playing, you know, I think he averaged over 30 points a game in the month of February. So this is really a team. They're having fun. You see it. You feel it. You know, Bud has been incredible in what he's done. Oh, and they're also adding one of the best shooters in the league in Mirotić, who has yet to play for them this season coming out of the All-Star break. So, yeah, there's no reason not to think that this team isn't built for a long run into June.
Before I let you go, all the speculation with the Milwaukee Brewers coming into this season is, first of all, they picked up Yasmani Grandal. They've got another offensive guy. They can continue to keep the average up, and this team should not go into any kind of a prolonged offensive slump. However, everybody's wanting to know whether or not they're going to be able to pull the same magic with the bullpen and with the starters or outgetters, whatever you want to call them. How confident are you the Brewers are going to be able to take that next step?
I'm pretty confident, but I think it rests on the shoulders of a guy like Corbin Burns, a guy that's going to be transitioning into being a starter. He said that he is going into spring training as a starting pitcher. And I don't know how you could possibly have that bullpen by committee for 162 games and into a postseason. And I don't think that Council plans on doing that. But that is certainly the biggest question mark for this team this season, is how are they going to navigate around their starting pitching, because it is average right now. I mean, Jimmy Nelson, who knows what they're going to get out of him this season? Zach Davies and Chase Anderson are both coming off of injury-riddled down years. Chase Anderson didn't even pitch in the final month and a half of the season. And Chassin's getting a year older. While he was effective last year and great for that team, he still is not a number one pitcher on most Major League Baseball teams. So I do think that David Stearns probably still has another move in him. Is it going to be a splashy big move? I don't think that name is quite there on the market right now. I don't think they're going to go after somebody like Kimbrel or anything like that. But I do wonder what a guy like Corbin Burns will bring to that team, because he was so effective for them down the stretch and into the postseason. And Jimmy Nelson, what are they actually going to get out of him this year? So I do think that the offense and the stars around that pitching staff are going to allow this team to make another run. But the biggest question about them taking the next step is, what are they going to get out of Jimmy Nelson and Corbin Burns?
Yeah, I agree. I think if you get anything out of Jimmy Nelson, it's icing on the cake. And Corbin Burns, for everything you talk, for everybody you talk to in that that clubhouse, they believe he's got the best stuff. So he could actually be one of their more dominant guys. We'll see if he can put it all together. But I'm excited for baseball, no doubt. You going out and do a spring training at all?
I am. I head out there on Monday.
So, okay.
You know, players first reporting. We'll be there for about a week. So, yeah, a lot of buzz right now in these sports teams in Milwaukee. Not a bad time to be a sports fan in Wisconsin.
No, I can't remember the last time everything was firing on all cylinders and there was a lot of chatter about everything. So, good stuff as always, Steve. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you there. There you go. Steve Watson, Channel 12. That is our good sports anchor, reporter, WISN, down here in Milwaukee. Good guy. Check him out there. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. 80-plus years Schneider's been doing it. All you got to do is call them. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by some of the great people that are taking us to spring training this season. We were just talking about that, heading down there to Maryvale, Arizona, which is the AmFam Fields. AmFam Fields is what they're calling it. Isn't that what it is? AmFam Fields at Miller's Park and baseball is played here in Phoenix? Something stupid like that.
American Family Fields of Phoenix.
Don't they call it AmFam? Or is it really American Family?
I think it's American Family Fields of Phoenix.
I'll have to look into that. But make
whatever.
Sure we get it right. Yeah, but whatever.
How about the Fields of Phoenix?
The Fields of Phoenix. All right. Rather than the dregs of Maryvale, the Fields of Phoenix. Oh, this portion of the program brought to you by Brooke and Pat and everybody over at Signature Limo. They do such a great job. They're fantastic people. One of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. And you can check out my friends Pat and Brooke simply by going to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. And they can help you out. Small enough to know your name, big enough to handle your every need. And our friends at Skipper Buds. Go see Todd out there. They have a big boat show going on for used boats. And I was going over some of the stuff that they have. They have everything from terrific upper-end ski boats. And you don't want to, I mean, you want to buy a new boat. But, you know, if you don't, you don't want the the depreciation value of it. Now's the time to go for all the used stuff. They've got cruisers. They've got deck boats, fishing boats. They've got it all out there. Check out Skipper Buds. Go to skipperbuds.com or just stop out to the one that I go to in Pewaukee. My boat's out there now, unless, of course, they sold it. Just stop out to the one in Pewaukee. That is skipperbuds.com. Go say hi to Todd and say, Todd, give me a good deal. Michael said so. And our friends at Pindell, Specialty Machining, where they believe in taking care of the customer. They got a true commitment to quality in the product. And if you're looking for a terrific company to become a part of, go to their website, Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L, Pindell.com, P-I-N-D-E-L. They're in New Berlin, Wisconsin, and they're needing really good people right now. They're telling me, man, the workforce is hard to get good people. They're trying to find them. So if you're looking for a good place to go, go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, and we are on the air. We're glad you are here today. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Sign up for the Quick Rewards card right now. New members get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel on their first fill up to 30 gallons. You can pick up the Quick Rewards card at any Quick Trip store. Download the free Quick Trip Rewards app on any mobile device today only. By the way, the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, $2.19 a piece. There you go. That's from our friends at Quick Trip. So they're at it again. And I got to ask you, how much of a difference you think this is going to make? So last year, the Milwaukee Brewers, they opened up single-day tickets to go on sale, single-game tickets to go on sale. And to try to box out Cubs fans, they left it open for the first few days to Wisconsin residents only, figuring that would keep the Cubs fans out, and it didn't. So here's just a little background on this, and I just know this by experience. Cubs fans look for the games at Miller Park, first and foremost. When the season gets underway, when these single-game seats go on sale, they look for these games because they know Wrigley Field is sold out. It's expensive. So they like to make day trips. It's just what they've been doing. They do it to Cincinnati. They do it to St. Louis. They do it to Pittsburgh. Okay? You're not keeping them out. It's like Packers fans. They infiltrate. So there's two things to understand here. One is they buy these tickets on day one. They don't wait to see if the season's going to be good or anything like that. They buy these tickets for their team right then and there. So you as a Brewers fan have to make the decision, am I going to go to the Cubs series? Am I going to do that? If yes, you got to click right away or you won't get them. And then secondly, and this is probably the bigger ask, those games become premium games, obviously. Don't sell your tickets. There are a lot of Brewers fans that get the tickets in order to turn around and sell them on the secondary market to make anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 to 50 bucks a ticket. Because you look at it as an investment. No big deal. If I don't go to the game, I'll sell them off in the secondary market to whatever Cubs fans happen to be coming to town. So the only way you are going to keep Cubs fans from taking over, you're not going to keep them out, but the only way you're going to keep them from taking over is if you buy the tickets and hang on to the tickets. Or buy the tickets and give them to a Brewers fan. That's it. This whole thing about selling them to Wisconsin residents only. Look, I appreciate what the Brewers are trying to do. I do. But even God told Adam and Eve, hey, don't touch that apple over there. It's not going to be for you. And sure enough, they got a little hungry and heard the tummies grumbling. And they were all naked and everything after whatever it is they were doing. And said, man, I need something to eat. And so they went over and plucked that apple. Next thing you know, here we are. It's human nature to say don't do something that a lot of people are going to try to do it. So Cubs fans hear about this. So they're going to call all their friends and neighbors and anybody that has a Wisconsin ID, and they're going to say, look, buy tickets, I'll pay you for them. The only way to keep Cubs fans from taking over Miller Park is to buy right away and not to sell them off. Otherwise, you have nobody to blame but yourselves. It's not the Brewers' fault. The Brewers are trying, and it's a terrific PR move, but that's all it is. Because ultimately, the bottom line is this. Those games are always close to sellouts, and a lot of money goes into the pockets of the Milwaukee Brewers, who then turn around and spend that money on the team. Beat them on the field, and it doesn't matter. More of the Bill Michaels Show up after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.